From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. Yeah, I know. We do have a great show for you today. We're so excited about our guest on today's show, Chuck Barris, genius responsible for the dating game, the newlywed game, many others. And I know what you're thinking right now. You're thinking about this. Will the creator of The Gong Show face his own monotonal music? Well, we'll have to see how he does, won't we? In the meantime, we promise no one's going to ask you where the strangest place is you've made whoopee. So give us a call, the number 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Harry O'Pleasure from Manville, Texas.
Hey, how are things in Texas? Manville, Texas? Where's that?
It's a little town just south of Houston, and it's been really hot here lately.
Yeah, well, that's what it's like down there. Didn't anybody warn you before you were born there?
No, not really. Right. Here I am.
Well, welcome to the show, Harry. Let me introduce you to our panel. First, say hello to a writer for the Boston Globe magazine and the author of the new best-selling book, Idiot America, Mr. Charlie Pierce.
Hey, Charlie.
Hey, Harry.
Next, the woman behind the syndicated advice column, Ask Amy, and the author of the best-selling memoir, The Mighty Queens of Freeville, Ms. Amy Dickinson.
Hi, Amy.
Hey, Harry.
Finally, a humorist and author of the new book, dare I say a bestseller? Yet? Yes? Driving Like Crazy, Mr. P.J. O'Rourke.
Hey, Harry.
P.J., how you doing?
I'm well.
Good.
Harry, welcome to the show. You're going to start us off with Who's Carl This Time? Carl Castle, of course, will read you three quotes from the week's news.
Okay.
If you can correctly identify or explain just two of them, you'll win our prize. Carl's voice in your home answering machine. Ready to go?
I'm ready.
Let's do it. Here
All
is
right.
your first quote.
What's wrong with Budweiser? Why do you hate Budweiser?
That was White House spokesman Robert Gibbs doing his best to fend off probing questions about what big event on Thursday?
Oh, that was when the president was going to have a beer with the policeman and the professor at the White House.
Exactly right. The beer summit. Beerapalooza. Whatever you want to call it. Here's a lesson for you kids out there. The next time you cause a national argument about race, have your beverage preference at the ready. The hot-tempered, arrogant professor, the rogue cop, they got to have the beer of their choice with both the president and, this is an unexpected bonus, the vice president, Joe Biden. He often serves as the president's wingman when they're out drinking. By the way, this is true. The day before the meeting, another Boston cop sent an overtly racist email to a journalist. Clearly, he was hoping for a plate of hot wings. Now, the press at this event was kept 50 feet away. They couldn't overhear anything, but
Stopping Joe Biden.
I know. But using the videotape, we did some lip reading, and we have a partial transcript. Professor Gates, you didn't actually expect me to drink this swill, did you? Officer Crowley, if you're not going to finish it, dude, I will. Vice President Biden, hey, guys, great times. Hot man, I love a brewski. Hey, have you guys ever heard me burp the entire alphabet? President Obama, yes! Now, we looked into the history of Obama and beer, because there is a history. It looks like he drinks whatever is popular locally. This week, he had Bud Light, the best-selling beer in America. But on the campaign trail in Pennsylvania last year, he enjoyed a local brew, Yingling. In May in Indiana, he ordered a Bud. In North Carolina, it was PBR. In West Virginia, he ordered homemade corn liquor. In Florida, in the 08 campaign, vodka and Ensure. So we are ready to identify President Obama's preferred brand. It's Panderbrow.
Oh, really?
You people are still stuck in the honeymoon period.
Yeah.
Huh?
Apparently. Do you guys have any thoughts about the beer summit? Is this a good idea, a bad idea, a ridiculous idea?
I would love the conversation involved
like whether or not to let Joe Biden in on this. I mean, can you imagine?
I imagine Joe. I mean, what happened was he didn't say anything. He just showed up at a meeting to discuss it wearing his beer hat, which is the hard hat with the little holders and the tube coming down. I'm like, all right, Joe, you can come. They had the video, and the video was, you know, them sitting there, and apparently Crowley was saying something, and then Obama was laughing. And you know that the, what they're really saying was, move your lips, and in a second, I'll laugh.
Right.
Beer at our house just meant we were out of whiskey. That or it was breakfast time.
Yeah. All right, very good. Here is your next quote.
Can you call it one-party control if nobody's in, well, control?
That was Rick Klein of ABC News talking about the Democrats' inability to get their act together when it comes to what big issue?
Well, it has to be the healthcare.
Healthcare, in fact, very good. Democrats, they have the White House. They have dominating majorities in the House and Senate, but of course they have one single weakness. They're Democrats. As it turns out, being a Democrat is like kryptonite to Democrats. Particularly the Senate Democrats, by the way, who threw out Robert's Rules of Order and have organized themselves according to Golding's Lord of the Flies. On health care, the Democrats are all fighting each other over details of the various complicated reform proposals. It's really complicated, but ultimately it boils down to whether senior citizens will be put out on ice floes or mulched. More environmentally conscious, liberal wing wants them recycled somehow.
No, you don't want to. Here's the thing.
Yeah, two out of three of your panel are senior citizens.
That's true. I'm a little scared by this.
But you do not want.
You're outnumbered on the stage.
Yeah. Right.
It's you and Amy against the world here.
The Republicans were saying, they were saying, oh, you know, the government is going to come to your house and they're going to ask you how you want to die. That's what the government reform is going to do. And Obama's like, don't be rude. That's insane. He had to address us at a public event. It's insane, he said. No government bureaucrat is going to come to your house and ask you how you want to die. When the time comes, we will tell you how you will die. Moving on, here is your last quote.
In the wintertime, it is the frozen road that is competing with the view of ice-fogged, frigid beauty. The cold, though, doesn't it split the cheese tacos from the sourdoughs?
That was a woman.
Dust I need to say in that. The wind. All we are is dust in the
wind. I want to stress, that was a woman talking about, well, I don't know what she was talking about, but she said it on Sunday as she left her job. Who was it?
I don't know.
Oh, Harry, let me give you a hint. Harry, you can see Russia from her house.
Oh, I know that. No, it's Sarah.
Sarah Palin, very good. Governor Palin, ex-Governor Palin, departed the national stage in the manner in which she entered as if she were narrating her own acid trip. Now, most people had no idea what she was talking about in this bizarre speech, but close reading reveals she was actually laying out her future plans in a kind of cipher, a De Palin code, if you will. We'll go through it, what Carl read. In the wintertime, this most likely refers to February of 2011, when she will announce her presidential run. The frozen road refers to the Iowa caucuses, January 2012. Ice-fogged, frigid beauty, that will be her running mate, Cindy McCain. And the chicagos and the sourdoughs, chicago and sourdough, are the two children she will give birth to before then. She laid it all out for us. Carl, how did Harry do in our quiz?
Harry had three correct answers, Peter. So Harry,
congratulations.
Hey,
well,
Harry.
Congratulations.
Great to be.
Harry, thank you so much for playing. Stay cool.
All right, thank you much.
Talk to you soon.
Bye.